Good morning, beloved, and thank you for welcoming me into your home for this Monday morning edition of The 5-Minute Journey. Today we are going to be reading Psalm 81, and today's reading is a psalm that originally may have been used at the New Moon Festival. The psalm recalls God's saving acts throughout Israel's history and concludes with a call to listen to God. And so let's go ahead and get started. Again, God's guiding word for us this week is spiritual renewal. And let's get started with our reading. Shout for joy to the Lord, our defender. Sing praise to the God of Jacob. Start the music and beat the tambourines. Play pleasant music on the harps and on the lyres. Blow the trumpet for the festival when the moon is new and when the moon is full. This is the law in Israel. An order from the God of Jacob. He gave it to the people of Israel when he attacked the land of Egypt. I hear an unknown voice saying, I took the burdens off your backs, and I let you put down your loads of bricks. When you were in trouble, you called to me, and I saved you. From my hiding place in the storm, I answered you. I put you to the test at the springs of Meribah. Listen, my people, to my warning. Israel, how I wish you would listen to me. You must never worship another god. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt. Open your mouth and I will feed you. But my people, you would not listen to me. Israel would not obey me. So I let them go to their stubborn ways and do whatever they wanted. How I wish my people would listen to me. How I wish they would obey me. I would quickly defeat their enemies and conquer all their foes. Those who hate me would bow in fear before me. Their punishment would last forever. But I would feed you with the finest wheat and satisfy you with wild honey. And today's key verse is Psalm 81, verse 10, where God says, open your mouth and I will feed you. You know, this reminds me of the pictures that we see all the time of the little helpless baby birds in their nests waiting for mama bird and daddy bird to return from out foraging for food for them. And as soon as mom or dad enter the nest, then the baby bird's mouths just open up wide. They're just waiting. All right, dad's here, mom's here. We're about to get fed. And that is the same picture that God has for his covenant people, to know that he is here, and because of the, you know, his very presence, you are about to be fed. You know, beloved, if we could ever get a hold of that, that we have no need to worry about, how God is going to supply, how God is going to be able to come through. Just have that same simple faith as those baby birds have, that God is here, Father is here, and because of his presence, every need is going to be met. Let's pray. Sovereign God, you are my defender, and I thank and praise you for your mighty acts of deliverance. Teach me to listen to and obey your voice and to feed daily on your word. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Monday morning together to a conclusion, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading from Psalm 84. It's a psalm celebrating the joy of worship. But until tomorrow morning, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.